We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Thrilled to have our guest in studio this hour. Andy Limbaugh is here with us. He's got his website, andylimbaugh.com. Author, consultant, political commentator. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you very much.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. I love
that profile picture you have on your website.
I call it shameless self-promotion. Somebody's got to do
it. It's awesome. Got a good-looking cigar in your hand there. I like that a lot.
Thank you very much.
I like it. Great to see you. What are you up to these days?
I am. Actually, I've just started a new company we're going to launch tomorrow. And it's called Citizen Response Corps. And what we're doing is getting as many citizens trained in hemorrhage or bleeding trauma control as possible so that they can actually become first responders in a bleeding trauma emergency scenario.
You know, your mind immediately goes to a gunshot when you hear that. But it's funny that you bring this up, because I was out at the shooting range that supports our show, the Range St. Louis West, one day, and we had a conversation with a guy who was a military medic, and he was holding a training session out there on exactly that, because his point is people don't like to think about it, and you don't like to ever think of the trauma of being at a scene like that. But if there were more people trained in how to address those critical issues, who knows how many lives might be saved because the general public has that knowledge.
That's absolutely right. And you have to think, there are 30,000 plus people that will die annually because of bleeding trauma. And within 4 to 5 minutes, somebody can bleed out. And the average time that it takes first responders, the actual professional first responders to arrive on scene, is about 6 to 8 minutes.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do is close that window so that to keep somebody from actually bleeding out until the actual first responders can arrive on scene. Somebody's got to call 911.
Sure. What drew your attention to this?
it's kind of a fun story. I was actually part-time Uber driving about 2 years ago.
Yes.
And I was bored to tears on a Sunday afternoon. There was no football, nothing going on. And I decided to get out and drive around for a little bit, and I got a ride request from a gentleman who was in town for a national public safety training conference. And he hops in, we small talk, he wants to go down and see the arch. And I said, what are you in town for? He told me, and I said, are you a first responder? No, I work for a company that we have the military contract, Department of Defense contract, for putting together trauma kits for the military, for the soldiers, et cetera.
Huh.
I said, wow, what's your background? And it turns out he's a retired Army Special Forces and combat medic. And I'm thinking, man, oh man, if you want somebody in your car, that's somebody you want in your car.
Sure, sure.
And a light bulb just kind of immediately went off. And I asked him, I said, have you guys talked to the ride sharing companies about getting the drivers trained and getting one of your kits in their car? Because we're out 24/7, 365, and we see stuff. And so he said, yeah, we do, but we just don't have the manpower to really address that because we're focused on the military. And I said, I get it. And this light bulb went off, and that's really kind of how this whole thing started.
Yeah, your mind goes to a tourniquet, but beyond that, I wouldn't have any idea what to do. We'll just walk. If I walked down the street and there was a bad car accident and I went over and somebody was bleeding, beyond that issue and maybe some concern over, you know, what else was going on, I would have no idea what to do.
Well, and you know, back if anybody were in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts back in the day, they said don't use a tourniquet because you cut off the blood supply to a limb and there's a chance you're going to lose a limb. Well, anymore, the lessons learned from experiences in the battlefield, tourniquets save lives because, you know, CPR is not going to work.
Right.
In a bleeding trauma mm-hmm. scenario. And so who cares if you lose a limb if it saves a life?
So tell us how the Citizen Response Corps works. People attend, I'm assuming the seminars, and then they walk away with a kit they keep with them in their car or on their person just in case.
That's correct. Actually, our business model is designed. There's an initiative that came out of the White House in late 2015 called Stop the Bleed, and I'm sure a lot of people are becoming more familiar with that. But what we're doing is we're taking the Stop the Bleed initiative that gets citizens trained in bleeding, basic bleeding trauma control. It's a one-hour course. So we're taking that same course that the Stop the Bleed folks are using, but our business model is such that we are providing individuals who have gone through this one-hour training course, providing them with their own customized portable trauma kit that they can take with them. And the training and the kits are free of charge. And so the design is to get as many citizens as possible trained and to enhance, literally to enhance community emergency preparedness.
Tell people how they can get involved then.
Well, actually, we have our kickoff training event tomorrow. It's going to be held at the Cortex Innovation Community, specifically at the 4240 Duncan Building, 3 o'clock tomorrow. And they can go to our website, which is www.crcprepared.com, and they can register. We've got a few slots remaining open. We've maxed out because of the size of the room and the time involved, et cetera. But that's our launch tomorrow.
And we'll put that up on our website at 971talk.com/Cox. You can find that information if you're interested in doing it. And obviously, even if people can't on short notice schedule for tomorrow, you're going to have plenty of other opportunities for them.
So. Absolutely. This is just our kickoff, and we're going to really get moving after this initial launch.
Well, so it sounds good. Sure pleasure to have you in here. Andy Limbaugh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Great to see you. You bet. Thanks. Come back anytime.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.